News. I'm Rich Dennison. Special Counsel Robert Mueller a short time ago delivering his report on Russian election meddling to the Justice Department. Fox's John Decker at the White House.
Robert Mueller began his investigation into possible connections between the Trump presidential campaign and Russian officials in May of 2017. Before leaving for Florida, President Trump continued to claim that there was no collusion between his campaign and Russia, calling it a big hoax.
Attorney General William Barr will now review the report and decide how much, if any, of the document to provide to Congress or the public. President Trump's in Florida meeting with leaders of Caribbean nations today.
We always talk about trade, but we'll also be discussing, I have a feeling, Venezuela. That may come up in our conversation. It's become a very big topic all over the world, Venezuela.
The meetings are taking place at the president's private resort. This is Fox News.
Sisters of the radio, we're gathered here today to hear the Baumhauer's winning word. Greg and the team, the three-minute old lady, gave it out this morning. So if you know the Baumhauer's winning word, get lunch, a free lunch for two over at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard or downtown. Give us a call at 272-9228. If you have that winning word, again, give us a call at 272-9228. And while we wait on your calls, let's check traffic.
It looks like the Friday 5 o'clock crunch has begun. Montgomery Skywatch is looking around Montgomery, and we have a couple of accidents to report for you. We have one at the Troy Highway right there at Virginia Loop Road, so be careful there. That's in the northbound side of 231. We also have an accident in the downtown area. It's at 400 Railroad Street. That is just off of South Court Street right behind Riverwalk Stadium. Speaking of downtown, it's busy as traffic exits downtown, both on Madison Avenue and on South Decatur Street. We also see a large crowd around the Clay Street, Bell Street area. So be careful there. The Boulevard is the most crowded spot we see around town right now. It is very crowded around the Troy Highway, also around Vaughn Road, and that extends all the way almost to the Wetumpka Highway. So be real careful. The traffic's moving okay. Just watch out for the other guy. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
So welcome back, brothers and sisters, and all those in between. It is a new age, after all. It's 2019. You can never be too sure. I mean, I've got longer hair than most women around here.
Yes, you do.
And it looks luxurious.
It's longer than
beautiful.
Mine.
Yeah, well, today it's kind of gross. Didn't have much time to wash it after my workout. But you don't want to hear about that. You want to know who's going to get this Baumhauer's winning word. So we're going to go down the line. Oh, you're caller number one. So sorry that you didn't win. You're caller number two. Keep calling. Caller number three. Oh, what a terrible sound. Caller number four. You're number four, so you didn't win. Caller five. Caller number five, I'm so sorry. You're number five, not number nine. We're looking for number nine. Caller number six. Caller number six. You did not win. Caller number seven. Sorry, play again. Oh, no, it's caller number eight. Oh, no. And so here we go. Caller number nine. Who is this?
This is Diana.
Hey, Diana. And do you have today's Baumhauer's winning word?
I think I do. Is it happy as in happy hours?
Oh!
Woo-hoo! We got a winner.
You won.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Well done.
Oh, gosh. So you know what I have to do now?
What do you have to do?
I have to split it with 84.
You have to what with 84?
Split it.
Yeah, 80, this is Sweet D, I'm usually known as, but I actually gave my real name by mistake.
Oh, Sweet D with that sweet heat. What's up, D?
Not much. I was just texting 84 like 30 minutes ago. I sent me the word and we'll split it. And he said, okay. And he said,
that joke, I'm going to give him a talking to later. All right. But no, you did win. You were caller nine. You knew the word. So what I'm going to do is put you on hold with the lovely and wise Rosie. And
okay.
Give her your information. And why don't you, you can use this gift card whenever you like. The certificate, but you might as well stop by on a round table
Wednesday night
and enjoy it then.
I'll do it next Wednesday. I sure will.
All right. Thank you, Dee.
Thank you, guys.
Hold on. Rosie's going to be talking to you. Thank you. All right. And with that, we have successfully given out the prize. So, Eddie.
Hey, Joey.
You're telling me about something going on in Nebraska where it was a flood and there was some treasure trove.
Yeah, I read it, and I don't know it verbatim, but I read it, and the guys were, I think a guy and his wife were doing some work out in the field, kind of cleaning up after the floods that they've had up there, and they saw this black box kind of in the middle of the field, and they kind of slowly gravitated their way over there, and they saw it was a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, wow, they're looking around, how does a refrigerator get in the middle of this pasture?
Like,
you know?
A mini fridge.
Yeah. So they're like, well, open it up. Okay. So they open it up, and what do they find? A nice cold six-pack of Busch Light and a nice cold six-pack of Bud Light.
Oh, wow.
And they've been working all day. They're sweating. They're like, this must be a gift from God.
That's so, the only time I'll drink Busch Light.
Then we'll talk later, Joey. But anyway, so they drink some beer and kind of rehydrate, I guess you'd say. And they kind of were curious about how this box got here, this refrigerator in the middle of the field. So they started talking amongst themselves, and I think it went to the community, and I even think a radio station got involved.
Okay.
But in the end, they found the owner of this refrigerator.
Wow.
And it had a heck of a past where it had came from their cabin that had unfortunately got flooded out. But before that, it had been in someone else's in their family's house where the house had caught on fire, and the refrigerator was the only thing that was saved from the fire, so it was still working. And there was something else funny about it. But can you imagine you're just working out in the middle of a field all day, you're kind of getting hot, you notice there's this thing over there, and you go over there to it, and lo and behold, there's cold beer in there. There's cold beer in there.
That's a great story. I wanted to share it with the audience. But
yes.
We've got it all set with Sweet D. I like that. Thank you for doing that, Rosie.
Yes, you're welcome.
It's weird. Usually I'm doing what Rosie's doing. Like, that's my usual role. Now, Sweet D with her sweet heat.
Sweet heat?
Yeah, sweet heat. I wear cheap heat on occasion. I didn't wear it because I knew I'd be seeing you today.
Man, I was so
and
proud.
I thought
you outgrew the
I know, it
headband.
Triggers you. It triggers you.
It does. I don't know why.
Well, that's partly why I wear it. I just thought I would give you some relief today.
Congratulations. It works.
Yeah, it does.
Oh,
you better watch out. If I ever really want to just get you triggered,
yeah.
Eddie Bader, I'm going to wear that headband, but like rise it up a little bit, and then I'm going to pull my hair to the top.
Oh, yeah.
And
but
I'm going to have that waterfall ponytail coming down.
Oh, my God.
Please.
And then we would wonder, why? Why, Joey, have you not found a woman yet? Why? Why?
Who says I haven't?
Brandon.
Oh, look at the tie.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep on.
From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Escu for CBS 8 and ABC 32. Today, Fraser United Methodist Church in Montgomery presented the Wetumpka Police Department a $5,000 check for tornado relief. The money will go towards the police department vehicles that were damaged in the January tornado that insurance was not able to cover. Elmore County officials need your help finding a missing man. Authorities say 47-year-old James Tutson was last seen March 6 when he left his home in Elmore County. They say he was heading to work in Montgomery but never arrived. If you know where Tutson is or have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And this weekend is Zoo Weekend at the Montgomery Zoo. The family-friendly fun runs from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. They need about 100 volunteers per shift to help with running children's games, taking tickets, helping at the petting zoo, and doing other important jobs. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It is rare this time of the year to have so many storm-free days in a row and then to have it on a weekend. For tonight, mostly clear skies. It's going to be a little cool, overnight low 43, but tomorrow, great day. Plenty of sunshine, high up to about 74, perhaps mid to upper 70s on Sunday with mostly sunny skies. A little cooler down on the coast, but not bad. Highs around 70 both days. Water temperature now 65. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely on Monday. The party's over. The pollen count remains in the high range right on through the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union. Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
It looks like the Friday 5 o'clock crunch has begun. Montgomery Skywatch is looking around Montgomery, and we have a couple of accidents to report for you. We have one at the Troy Highway right there at Virginia Loop Road, so be careful there. That's in the northbound side of 231. We also have an accident in the downtown area. It's at 400 Railroad Street. That is just off of South Court Street right behind Riverwalk Stadium. Speaking of downtown, it's busy as traffic exits downtown, both on Madison Avenue and on South Decatur Street. We also see a large crowd around the Clay Street, Bell Street area. So be careful there. The Boulevard is the most crowded spot we see around town right now. It is very crowded around the Troy Highway, also around Vaughn Road, and that extends all the way almost to the Wetumpka Highway. So be real careful. The traffic's moving okay. Just watch out for the other guy. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I know it is fun to wrestle. A nice pile drive to the face. Mm-hmm. Or a punch to the face. But you cannot do it. Because it is in the Bible not to wrestle your neighbor.
Yeah, but wrestling is fun. Especially a nice pile drive to the face.
I like to wear the stretchy pants.
Oh, me too. No, they do. They've got these new elastic, like, jeans and khakis that give you a little... It's a little more give. Like, I'm sitting all day. Normal jeans... Well, I don't have to go into the details. You know.
Right. Please. You.
You're welcome, Rosie. But the big news, folks, I thought this music would be appropriate for such a dour topic. The Robert Mueller report has been completed. No more indictments are coming down. He has given his report to Attorney General William Barr. So let's see what Bill and Bob have come up with. A conclusions or summary of the report and findings will be delivered over to members of Congress within, well, the weekend, the Attorney General claims, and people are already wondering what's inside it.
The Democrats are disappointed because there's no more indictments coming down, and the Republicans are hopeful.
Right, and with no more indictments, that probably means no obstruction indictments.
Yes.
That's right.
Interesting.
Wow. And maybe at the bottom of the report, it'll say something like, this was a big waste of money.
Probably
I doubt it will say that. Look at Robert Mueller on TV. That's a serious man. He's the honorable Robert Mueller III. Yeah, I don't know about that. Oh, by the way, all afternoon, since 3, we've had an in-studio guest that has been silent. You know... You might know Gary G, folks. Yeah, I think you do. I mean, he's wearing a very tasteful shirt.
Very.
Yes, War Eagle, brother.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
But I've never really known Gary G to be as quiet as a church mouse, and yet he has been. He's usually boisterous and mirthful.
He's on his best behavior.
But has it been everything you hoped for?
Top shelf.
I like top shelf. Yeah.
We got some dancers coming in a little bit, so just hold on.
Really?
It gets better.
You're my favorite sponsor.
Wait, there's more.
But wait, there is more. Now, I just wonder, though, will this end the constant badgering of this president?
No.
Not at all.
No. What is it? Jerry Nadler, who runs the Oversight Committee now or something like that? Or the Judiciary Committee. That's
haters
what
he runs. Haters want to hate, Joey.
Yep.
And as Taylor Swift said, you just got to shake it off. Shake it off.
Dang, I wish Barron was here. He loves some Taylor Swift.
Does he?
Yeah, that's his, I think, number two bumper music is Taylor
How
Swift.
Infantile.
Yeah, well.
No, Taylor Swift's fine. Though I really hope, because I saw reports the other day, that Taylor Swift wants to get more political, use her power and star.
I hope she gets more educated first. That would be a big help.
Yes, right. It would.
Because her last jump into politics in that Tennessee Senate election, man, she sounded so basic.
Did not fare well.
No. This is the curse of a talk show host, by the way. Like, I do this every day, so when people try to come up with me with, like, a hot take, 9 times out of 10, your take's not that hot.
Right.
It might even be ice cold, if not boring and banal. Like, I've heard it, and it's no knock against you. I've heard it before. I've seen it before. And so, here's the thing. Taylor Swift is on top of the pop music world. She is second to none in that regard. She writes a lot of her own stuff. She's captured the imagination of millions of people. Stick to what you're strong with.
Yes.
Because I have a feeling that if you get into politics, you might surprise me. You might be that 1 out of 10 occasion that surprises me. But I'm betting that when you open your mouth, Taylor, not to sing or to share a song or a personal story, and you start getting into politics, you're going to sound like the rest of us.
Like Occasional Cortex.
Oh, exactly. Lord. How dare you mention her name in front of me, Rosie? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That is a
great
name.
I like Occasional Cortex.
Yeah, I just like that name. I don't like her. I think she's
got the crazy eyes, Joey. Crazy,
you know, crazy eyes, and then she says crazy shaving cream, like the capitalism is irredeemable. Oh, really? Okay, sure. Yeah.
And hasn't she been proven to be a bit of a hypocrite here lately?
Oh yeah. Well, that's a virtue in politics, though.
That's how you know you've made it.
Yeah.
Officially called out as a hypocrite.
When you talk out of both sides of your mouth, right. I mean, and your backside, it's an impressive feat to do. Like, I mean, we have some talented ventriloquists. It looks like their mouths are moving in this committee hearings, but it's really their butts.
Exactly right.
Yeah, it's impressive stuff. It's like that scene in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, or the second one or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what I see when I see politicians
pretty
speak.
Much.
You know, there are a few exceptions, but
they're few and far between, Joey.
They really are. Oh, look at the time. I'm so happy. I'm so happy that Robert Mueller's report's in.
Yes.
But for the longest time, we were told this is the gold standard. Trump better not
That's
mess
right.
with it. These are the goalposts you need to kick the football through to find out the truth. I have a feeling those goalposts are going to be moved by the Democrats.
Absolutely.
So they're being picked up and moved right now.
It's so frustrating.
Yep.
I'm not going to go on an epic rant. I've already done my epic rant on that topic about a week or two ago.
Well, you know, if there was anything good in there, damning towards Trump at all, or the administration, it would have been leaked out. Democrats would have been all over
ago.
Obama,
right? Months ago.
Right. Now they're changing their narrative, and then, you know.
So, given that we have about 40 shopping minutes left.
Yes.
What would you two like to hear in terms of a request?
Oof. Have you got any of those good Eddie Bader ads from back there?
We could do one of your spots here in a second.
One of my favorites.
Shameless promotion.
Shameless, but
one of my favorites.
Yes.
And it is, you know, two for Tuesday, is it? Oh, it's Friday. Never mind.
Right. Okay. But anything else?
No, I'm good.
You didn't have to request that. Anything you'd like to hear, Rosie?
Something by George Carlin.
Something by George Carlin.
Yes.
I don't have any ads with him on there, but
that could work.
Yeah,
that could work. Well, if you have
He'd
a request,
probably be a big fan.
If you have a request, folks, give us a call 272-9228. The lovely and wise Rosie is manning the phones. 272-9228.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket?
Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm the CEO of a business with a big computer network. Now, I'm not a computer guy, but I need to make sure that my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we. And we rely on Bachelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. When there's a failure, Bachelor is on it. Bachelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technology.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey.
Well, welcome back to Happy Hour. It looks like we've got some calls from some faithful callers and listeners.
Yes.
So let's talk to Randall. Hey, Randall, what's up?
What's going on, man?
What's up, Randall?
Oh, good. Shoot, how you doing? How you doing, Mr. Eddie? How you doing? Fine.
I'm doing great, buddy.
I know Miss Sally is. So I'd like to hear the first baseball game. And I was gonna say we was on it's not so beautiful here, and we're on the way to Baum Howard on the bypass. Then call already, you know what I mean? It's a 30-minute wait, so we're gonna go ahead and call ahead when we get to Prattville. Get us a table going, man. Gotta know how to work it on Friday down at Baum Howard. Gonna go after them gooey fries.
Ooh.
Work it like a prom date, man.
Man, what you talking about? So, man, I appreciate everything y'all do, man. Thank you. Good to hear you today.
You too, bro. Randall, man. Love hearing from you.
Love you, Randall.
Thank you, Randall. Okay, and let's go to the phones and talk to William B.
Hey, how is everybody this afternoon?
Good. Great. Good.
Hey, you solved a mystery for me. I was wondering why traffic was a little bit better for me this afternoon, but he's in the studio, so he's not out here slowing me down.
Who's that?
You calling out Eddie Vader?
No, I'm calling out Gary.
Well, he has just left the building, so watch out.
Yeah, traffic will come to a screeching halt.
Yeah, I mess with him because he drives a slow truck. But anyway. Oh, man, I was hoping I'd catch you before he left. But anyway, I'm about helping find the Dufresnes, man. I'm worried about him.
So you want to hear some Mitch Hedberg, the Dufresnes?
Yes.
Let's see if I can get that on for you. I think I can make that work. Yeah, let's just go ahead and do that. We've got Mitch Hedberg coming up, some George Carlin expressions coming up. We have the first baseball game, and then Mike D. messaged me on the Book of Faces. What's up, brother? He wants to hear the Norm story about old Harold Delaney. We're bringing out all the classics.
Old Harold Delaney.
All right.
Classic bits and hits here on Happy Hour. William B., I appreciate it, man.
Hey, up, man. Have a good weekend.
You too. You too.
Bye-bye.
Man, that guy's got an impressive beard.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rip Van Winkle, he got nothing on him, man.
I have beard envy. I admit it. I think it's the product of, I mean, it's all right.
Well, dude, look at me, man. This is a five-day growth.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know. It's horrible. I mean, it looked like a 13-year-old trying to grow a beard here.
Well, here's some Mitch Hedberg to cheer you up.
You only go to a restaurant on the weekends, it gets busy, so they got to start a waiting list. They start calling out names. They say, like, Dufresne, party of two. Table ready for Dufresne, party of two. And if no one answers, they'll say the name again. Dufresne, party of two. But then if no one answers, they'll just go right on to the next name. Bush, party of three. Yeah, but what happened to the Dufresnes? No one seems to care. Who can eat at a time like this? People are missing. You people are selfish. The Dufresnes are in someone's trunk right now with duct tape over their mouth. And they're hungry. That's a triple whammy. We need help. Bush, search party of three. You can eat once you find the Dufresnes. Thank you.
You know, we have a lot of expressions in the English language that we use all the time. Most all of us use them every day. And we never seem to examine them very closely. You know, we just say them as if they really made sense. Like, legally drunk. Well, if it's legal, what's the problem? Leave the guy alone. He's legally drunk. Selling like hotcakes. Well, is this the fastest selling item we could think of? For this figure of speech? Hotcakes? Beer, cigarettes, coffee, even eggs. You go to the average place where people are ordering breakfast, you'll find a lot more people ordering eggs than are ordering hotcakes. Well, it doesn't sound right, does it? Michael Jackson's new album is selling like eggs. People won't say that. It doesn't have the right ring to it. Undisputed heavyweight champion. Well, if it's undisputed, what's all the fighting about? That's the last straw. That one doesn't seem fair to me, you know? I think you ought to warn a guy first. That's the next of the last straw. Let him know he's running out of straws. Takes the cake. Boy, he really takes the cake. Where? Where do you take a cake? To the movies? You know where I would take a cake? Down to the bakery to see the other cakes. And how come he takes the cake? How come he don't take the pie? Pie is easier to carry than a cake. Easy as pie. Cake is not too hard to carry either. Piece of cake. Out walking the streets. You hear this when a murderer gets paroled from prison. Guy will say, now instead of being in prison, this guy is out walking the streets. How do we know? Maybe he's home watching TV. Every guy gets a parole, right? Is out walking the streets. Yeah. Sometimes they take a bus. Occasionally they steal a car. We ought to be glad. Thank God he stole a car. At least he's not out walking the streets. Fine and dandy. That's an old-fashioned one, you know? Say to a guy, how are you? He says, fine and dandy. Not me. I never say that. You know why? I'm never both of those things at the same time. Sometimes I'm fine, not dandy. Close to dandy, approaching dandy. In the vicinity of dandyhood. Not quite dandy. Other times, I am indeed dandy. Not fine. One time, 1965, August, for about an hour, I was both fine and dandy at the same time. Nobody asked me how I was.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
As we roll on through the 5 o'clock portion of our rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic has a big mess on I-85 southbound. It starts around the Union Street exit. Traffic is backing up all the way back to nearly Mulberry Street, so watch out after you cross Ann Street. You may have to slow down quickly. There's also an accident southbound on 85 just before you get to the Chantilly Parkway exit, so watch out in that vicinity. If you're headed towards Prattville, you don't have any problems. I-65 is rolling along at a speed limit ride. The Atlanta Highway area is extremely crowded, as it always is on Friday. It's a jam all the way from Taylor Road up to about Coliseum Boulevard. And the downtown traffic's not helping things out either, because they are headed the other direction and it's real crowded around Ann Street and Federal Drive. Let's get home safely and get our weekend started. It's the Invitation to Lexus Sales event with lease payments as low as $429 and the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhardt Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. Then we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32. Elmore County officials need your help finding a missing man. Authorities say 47-year-old James Tutson was last seen March 6 when he left his home in Elmore County. They say he was heading to work in Montgomery but never arrived. If you know where Tutson is or have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Today, Fraser United Methodist Church in Montgomery presented the Wetumpka Police Department a $5,000 check for tornado relief. The money will go towards the police department vehicles that were damaged in the January tornado that insurance was not able to cover. And this weekend is Zoo Weekend at the Montgomery Zoo. The family-friendly fun runs from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. They need about 100 volunteers per shift to help with running children's games, taking tickets, helping at the petting zoo, and doing other important jobs. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It is rare this time of the year to have so many storm-free days in a row and then to have it on a weekend. For tonight, mostly clear skies. It's going to be a little cool, overnight low 43, but tomorrow, great day. Plenty of sunshine, high up to about 74, perhaps mid to upper 70s on Sunday with mostly sunny skies. A little cooler down on the coast, but not bad. Highs around 70 both days. Water temperature now 65. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely on Monday. The party's over. The pollen count remains in the high range right on through the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Big Harry Carey fan. I love it. You know.
Wait. No. False alarm. He's a big Harry Carey fan. But we have somebody important on the phone. We'll get to the first baseball game. We have the legal eagle and local heartthrob.
Yes.
Chad. Hey, Chad, how are you?
The big afternoon. The bomb drops on Washington, D.C., and it doesn't sound like it's making too much of a noise.
No. Well, maybe it's an EMP.
Well, here's the situation. Obviously, there's no additional indictments recommended. But you got to read behind the lines there because DOJ has a policy that it will not recommend indictments of a sitting president. However, if you go and you look at the plea agreement and the pleas that the folks entered that did plead guilty, not one of those pleas has anything to do with the president in collusion with Russia.
Right.
Yeah, so there's no there.
Well, most of them are process crimes other than Manafort and Gates with what Manafort was up to independently.
Right, stuff that Manafort was doing in the early 2000s.
Right.
I think the president's biggest concern ought to be the Southern District of New York, the U.S. attorney there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the real potential threat is later on down the road. But I don't think, based on DOJ policy, and I'm very familiar with it, that they're going to release anything in that report that's negative about the president that doesn't result in an indictment. Because, like any case they investigate, their evidence is they have tons of hearsay, tons of rumors, tons of speculation.
Right.
That's what you start your investigation with. And if you were to release that kind of stuff, well, you'd get stuff like the dossier.
Right.
And so the Department of Justice typically does not engage in kind of, you know, smearing the person they don't indict. So James Comey's press conference he did where he basically raked Hillary over the coals, but then at the end said, but we're not doing anything about it. That is against Justice Department policy. I've never seen it done before. They did it. He did it, and he shouldn't have done it as the U.S. attorney. Or FBI, because it wasn't his call. That was the U.S. attorney's call, right? But I don't see this report having anything super negative about the president or criticizing him for this or that. Unless there's a crime there, that's not the part. That is not the the job of the Justice Department. So I think when all is said and done, once this thing leaks out a little bit, we're going to find out that, you know, what we have is what we have. A lot of process crimes, a lot of attempts by Russia to, you know, manipulate Facebook and ads and manipulate people, which they've been doing forever.
Right. So we're blown.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get the scoop on the Ukrainians trying to manipulate in favor of Hillary. I mean, there's real evidence on that, you know, so we'll have to wait and see. I wouldn't hold my breath though. Right. So, but if this turns out to be a real political loser, man, is the media going to pay? Of course, they're already paying.
I hope they pay.
I doubt they'll pay. But it's funny, this new talking point about you can't investigate the FISA, you know, warrants. You can't investigate that process, how the dossier was used.
Why not, Joey?
Because you'll find more
dirt. The FISA court can actually investigate it. If they feel like that, there was shenanigans going on in front of them, and I wouldn't be surprised if there hadn't already been lawyers from the Justice Department hauled in front of the FISA court to do some explaining. but we're not going to hear about that, right?
Right.
We may later on, after this administration is over, find out that lawyers got sanctioned or people got demoted or removed or whatever. I guarantee you one thing, whoever put the dossier together in front of the court and presented it for the warrant will probably never appear in front of the FISA court again.
Right.
Not unless they take some flame-proof pants and some Vaseline.
But I feel like now that Mueller has turned to his report, not only will we get the conclusions from it, I think a lot of other balls that have been in the air will now be thrown out there.
Right.
Including the Inspector General and a lot of what people have been doing behind the scenes.
Been holding back, yeah.
That's what I'm hoping.
I think that's probably the case. Nobody wants to take the lead. You know, why lead with your chin when another guy can go first, right?
Yep.
And I think that's, and, you know, Mueller's report will give them some cover and, you know, they can do what they need to do. But, you know, I think long run, the president, if in fact there is nothing negative against him, if there's no recommendations of indictment, if there's nothing impeachable in there or even approaching impeachment, I think the president is just going to beat them over the head with it.
As like he should. They've been beating him over the head with the unknown.
He could absolutely beat them silly with how many lawyers and how much money they spent and what they did to his administration because, you know, his approval ratings would be in the 50s, high 50s, you know, but for CNN and MSNBC, 24/7, 365 negative, 24/7 a day. You know, it's been relentless.
Oh, I can't stand CNN. I try to read CNN just to see what they're saying, and it's insufferable.
It's worse than the entire.
I'm not huge Republican on the Trump train either.
You don't have to be.
Right, yeah, it's just, it's gross.
I got my first taste of it when I had a friend that was in the hospital, and I had to go sit in the waiting room, and CNN was playing. This was during the early part of the campaign. And, you know, typically most panels have, you know, a couple of Democrats, a couple of Republicans. Maybe they're not as conservative as I wanted to be. Oh, my gosh. CNN was just a panel of people just wailing on the president when this is early in his candidacy, like maybe July of 2016. And they haven't stopped.
No.
It has been since the day he came down the escalator. And they never bring anybody on there that defends the administration or is a real conservative or even a libertarian, you know? They always bring somebody like the New York Times Republican.
But here's the thing, Chad, and I got to let you go here soon.
Yeah,
but
sure.
It is, I think, the reason they're becoming more stringent in their voice and more, I don't know, shrill. The media in general, like the cable news in particular. Is because they're losing ground to what's going on with the internet. They realize they're not going to be around.
Their
market's
shrinking. Their days are numbered.
Nobody watches TV anymore.
They've got to sensationalize everything.
Right, and I just saw news today that streaming subscriptions overtook cable this past year.
Oh, I don't know. Everybody is cutting the cord.
And because of that, I don't watch cable news. Yeah. I get it from here. I get plenty of what they're saying. But I don't watch it myself, and I have no desire to. You can get the news
otherwise. You're not missing anything, Billy. Oh, by the way, let me say a quick pollen report. I saw several birds scratching their eyes a minute ago.
With that, I have to say good day, sir. Thank you, Chad.
Take care now.
And with that, we also need to hit this break, check traffic. We'll be right back.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As we roll on through the 5 o'clock portion of our rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic has a big mess on I-85 southbound. It starts around the Union Street exit. Traffic is backing up all the way back to nearly Mulberry Street, so watch out after you cross Ann Street. You may have to slow down quickly. There's also an accident southbound on 85 just before you get to the Chantilly Parkway exit, so watch out in that vicinity. If you're headed towards Prattville, you don't have any problems. I-65 is rolling along at a speed limit ride. The Atlanta Highway area is extremely crowded, as it always is on Friday. It's a jam all the way from Taylor Road up to about Coliseum Boulevard. And the downtown traffic's not helping things out either because they are headed the other direction and it's real crowded around Ann Street and Federal Drive. Let's get home safely and get our weekend started. It's the Invitation to Lexus Sales event with lease payments as low as $429 and the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhardt Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So I decide I'll go. You know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there, it's a guy's house, and you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. First.
Yeah. It's a thumbnail.
Yeah,
you know?
That's it, sure.
So, I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. It's
yeah.
God's country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper. And I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Oh, wow. Old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there, and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up and I go to sleep and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? Knock on the my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, uh-oh, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there. And,
that's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days,
yeah,
anything
not a
goes.
Looking guy, sure. Yeah,
I'm not a
traveling alone. Why
sure.
Not?
And of course, that's not. I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold Delaney. You know, I came to do some sightseeing.
Of course. Yeah.
So then I hear him. He goes, "You ought to play some Scrabble."
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know, and I like Scrabble, you know. So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter. And so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know.
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take like a couple of minutes. And then old Harold Delaney, he takes like a half hour to like get his word. And the whole time he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories. Yeah. I like hearing old stories, you know. And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there. He comes up with his word. It's hat. That's his word, yeah. Hat. So he puts it, and he takes the word hat, and then he puts it, like, way in the corner on that triple letter score.
Right.
The triple word, the red one.
Right.
You want to get to?
Yeah, sure.
But you can't just put it there.
No, it's got to have something, some relation to rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to move up there, you know, and finally get to there. But instead, he just puts it right there.
Oh, no.
So I go, all right, you know. And so then it's my turn, you know, I do something, and quickly, and then again, the same thing, like, you know. And then time going by, and then every word, and I was coming up with good words, you know. I had sleigh ride, and avocado.
Ooh.
It was a seven-letter word.
Yep.
You get 50 extra points. I'm still way behind him.
It's just three lamps on the board.
Yeah. Yes. And so finally I decided I gotta say something, you
sure.
know? So he, and all his words were like cup and hat, and I think it was just like things he'd see around the room, you know? And so I'm playing excellently. I should be in the lead, but instead I'm like 1,000 points behind. And finally, like, I gotta say something, you know? So he puts a boot, you know, on this triple, and it really annoyed me because I was building towards
sure,
the triple
yeah.
letter. And he just puts boot, and so I said, finally, I got to say something here. And I go, hey, old Harold Delaney there, I don't know, you can't put boot there. And then he goes, you never heard tell of a boot? So I go, no, I know what a boot is, I'm just saying. He goes, that fella goes out there, has to wear a boot. So I go, no, I know what I've made avocado. I know a boot. You know? And it just took him forever. And I think, and also I noticed a weird thing. He had no, there were no blanks. You know, the blanks in
yeah.
the game, and uh-huh. it's always good to use any letter,
sure.
right?
Yeah.
I realized there's no blanks in this game. And I figured old Harold Delaney must have, when he got the game, figured, that the hell is that? You know, and throwing it away.
Can't use it.
Yeah.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. As we move on closer to the 6 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch still sees a lot of trouble on I-85 and the southbound side primarily. We do have an accident around Chantilly Parkway, so watch out when you come up on that. After you clear that accident, if you're headed southbound into downtown, you're going to slow down around Mulberry Street or the Jackson Hospital area because there's an accident at the Union Street exit that has things backed up there. We see a new accident at Vaughn Road and Perry Hill, so look out there. That's a very busy location. MPD is also still working the accident on Madison Avenue at South Maryland Street. If you're leaving downtown, watch out for that one. On the boulevard, it's very crowded. We have a lot of traffic around the Troy Highway, also at Vaughn Road and up at I-85. Slow down, take it easy. You're going to get home and start your weekend soon. Dream it, draw it, and 3D print your idea at Trenum State Community College's new Arc and Engineering program. Animation classes available. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
A wise man once said, the quality of the result is remembered long after the price is paid. He was talking about paint. At John Lee Paints, they live by that because they sell Richards paint there. This is where the pros go, because when they quote a price, they want a paint that they can depend on to cover in one coat and leave a beautiful, rich finish, no matter how that room is lit, whether it's by candlelight or brilliant sunshine. You can't see the old paint behind it. You want a result that's going to last and last, you got to use a quality paint. And Richards Paint is the one we recommend. John Lee Paints also is the home for all the color charts in Montgomery for those areas that live by historical codes, like Old Alabama Town, Cloverdale. They can tell you what colors will work, and they can sell you the paint to get the job done as well. Charles Bubba Turner has a great team of painting professionals that will make sure you have everything you need so that when you start your project, you won't have to drop everything and run back. And they can teach you things like patching holes and sell you the products to accomplish those goals. So for the best result, go where the pros go. Your time matters too. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. And tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Get ready for the Million Point Mania at Wind Creek Wetumpka, because we've got millions of bonus points up for grabs. You can earn your entries now through Saturday, March 30th. Then come in every Saturday in March for a chance to win up to 1 million bonus points. It's the Million Point Mania, and it's only at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Find your winning moment.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in-store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/23/19. See associate for details.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey.
Well, this has been Happy Hour. Coming up, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, so humbly named. And a big sponsor of the Joey Clark Radio Hour is Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group.
Hey-o!
And he's been here all day.
Yes.
In his Piggly Wiggly shirt, because the pig abides or
dig
something.
Dig the pig, man.
I like that. I like that a lot. But, I mean, I've been telling folks, you really did not only change a lot of people's lives since you've become a real estate agent. I mean, buying a house or getting rid of a house, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Is a big life event.
It is. It's a huge life event. It happens to some people several times in their lifetime, but others it happened once or twice, you know.
Right. It's a big part of what some would describe as the American dream, but you've changed your own life doing
this. I did. From working when I worked out at Hyundai, got tired of shift work, basically, and, bought some rental properties and started becoming a landlord, and to the point of, that was self-sufficient for me. I didn't need to worry about shift work anymore. So I can help people with investment properties. I help people with first-time home buyers. I help people with their third, fourth, fifth home. We do lake homes. I've got a farm that's fixing to come up on the MLS that I'll be listing. All kinds of stuff. So it has anything real estate related. Me or anybody at the Goodson Group here in Montgomery would be glad to help you.
It's fantastic. I like telling your story because, not only is it a success story,